Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Tuesday, February 8, 2022 is Kenosha Unrest Shooting. On August 25, 2020, Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois, fatally shot two men and wounded another in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The shootings occurred during the protests, riots, and civil unrest that followed the non-fatal shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, by a white police officer. Rittenhouse and the three men he shot were white. At trial, Rittenhouse used the affirmative defense of self-defense and was acquitted of all charges. Rittenhouse was armed with a semi-automatic, AR-15-style rifle, and had joined a group of armed men in Kenosha who stated that they were in Kenosha to protect businesses. Joseph Rosenbaum, a 36-year-old unarmed Kenosha man, chased Rittenhouse into a parking lot, and was fatally shot four times at close range. Rittenhouse fled and was pursued by a crowd. Anthony Huber, a 26-year-old resident of Silver Lake, struck Rittenhouse with his skateboard and was fatally shot once in the chest by Rittenhouse. Gage Grosskreutz, a then 26-year-old West Allis man armed with a handgun, was shot by Rittenhouse once in the right arm and survived. Rittenhouse was charged with two counts of homicide, one count of attempted homicide, two counts of reckless endangerment, one count of unlawful possession of a firearm, and one count of curfew violation. During his trial from November 1 to 19, 2021, his lawyer argued his actions were self-defense. Judge Bruce Schroeder dismissed the unlawful possession charge and the curfew violation charge for being legally unsupported, and a unanimous jury found Rittenhouse not guilty of the remaining charges. Public sentiment of the shootings was polarized and media coverage both polarized and politicized. Multiple right-wing politicians and figures welcomed Rittenhouse's acquittal, stating that the shootings were self-defense, while President Joe Biden called for the jury's verdict to be respected. Multiple left-wing politicians and figures criticized the verdict as a miscarriage of justice, saying that the acquittal was emblematic of racial double standards in the American justice system. Gun control advocates proclaimed fears that the verdict would embolden vigilantism. An Economist/YouGov poll conducted during the trial found that two-thirds of Republicans thought Rittenhouse should be acquitted, while three-quarters of Democrats thought he should be convicted. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:30 UTC on Tuesday, February 8, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Kenosha Unrest Shooting. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WODD Pod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.